This is the Nonprofit Spotlight, where we shine a light on the incredible work being done by nonprofit organizations in our community. And I am delighted to be joined today by Dr. Margaret Higgins. She is the Executive Director of The Haven. Thank you for being here.
I'm delighted to be here. And I just want to mention The Haven has been around in Tucson for 50 years or so.
Why don't we start out with you sharing what your organization's big picture vision is for our community?
The vision is basically of a community that is shame-free. Many people have substance use disorder, but we want to have a community of all peoples, women, men, children, that don't feel embarrassed or awkward or demeaned or shamed in any way. So safe, shame-free, warm and loving community for people no matter what their illness.
Yes. And so what is The Haven's organizational mission?
Our mission is to offer the highest quality prevention and treatment services for women, women only, recovering from drug and alcohol misuse. These days, we'd call it substance use disorder. We offer women recovery with respect while we encourage their emotional, their intellectual, and their physical spiritual development. And we offer affordable, safe, state-of-the-art therapy that puts women and their children first. And as an aside, that's not often the case in their lives. Our focus on women and the acceptance of their children into the residence while they're in recovery in therapy is unique in the community. You could come to us pregnant today, you'd have the baby tomorrow, and it becomes what's known as a Haven baby, and we love it. So we have that role. So it helps us to achieve at least one of the many strands toward the vision of a safe and stigma-free community.
Dr. Margaret Higgins is the Executive Director of The Haven. Tell us a little bit more about how your mission helps to achieve that big picture vision.
Well, we talk about wanting a whole community that's stigma-free, but we can't do it all. So we work on and focus on the behavioral health of women. And the women bring their children with them, or can do, mm-hmm. into therapies. Because then that not only helps the women, but then the children see a different way to live. So you could see it as being an exponential growth of recovery in our community, which works towards the overall stigma-free, shame-free, wonderful community that we live in. We focus on women because that has been so neglected for so many years, and here we are doing it.
For 50 years, no less.
50 years, no less, and we'll be around a lot longer.
A lot longer than that. So would you share highlights of one or more of your programs at The Haven?
If I can talk about two, I'd be
Absolutely,
delighted.
Absolutely, yeah.
Excellent. Well, the first one is the Native Ways program. So years ago, Victoria Steele, whom you know, she's in our legislature.
Mm-hmm, I love her.
Yes, don't we all? Ah, Victoria. She used to work at The Haven as a counselor.
Uh-huh.
And she recognized that Native women were not staying for the full length of the therapy, the treatment program, possibly because there was nothing that was culturally sensitive. She designed a program that had culturally sensitive elements of it, which spoke to the Native women. Ultimately, the Native women started to be with us at The Haven for the full length of the program. Then the other one is we've developed a continuum of services so that women who come to us initially for residential services, if medically appropriate, can move after the residential into the intensive outpatient. And we offer housing to match that as well, free of charge. After that, the women can drop down, so to speak, to the outpatient program where they find their own housing, but they come to us for therapy as individually designed to meet their needs.
Wow.
It works better than having women come to us in residential, then at the end of residential, oops, where'd we go?
Yeah.
Back to where we came from, back to where the problems were.
Mm-hmm.
So if medically appropriate, and I stress that time and time again, the women have a longer time with us in a continuum of services. So they're two of our great innovations, you could say.
Once again, I've been talking with Dr. Margaret Higgins. She is the Executive Director of The Haven. Will you share more how people can find out about you and your services?
Absolutely. You can go quite simply to the telephone, which is 520-623-4590. Again, 623-4590. Or you can go to the website, which is thehaventucson.com. www.ourplanet.org. Noting very specifically, when you do go to the website, make sure it is our programme, Substance Use Disorder Therapies for Women. There is another haven in town that's not doing the same work that we do. So again, thehaventucson.org, 520-623-4590.
Dr. Higgins, thank you so much for joining us today for the Nonprofit Spotlight. Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.